Number nine. Wow.
That's remarkable. Like, I can't. I'm trying to think. What was the previous record? I think it was 109 or something, or 119.
It's up around like 119 or something now. It's definitely higher than it used to be.
That is insane. That sounds like a made up fact.
129. You know, the Russians are usually pretty good at this sort of thing, so I'm inclined to believe it.
They're a resilient people.
But apparently she's had enough. And would really...
She knows suicide's an option, right?
Apparently for her, it's not... I mean, you're 129. I think at some point you lose the ability to commit suicide.
Just go sit outside in the cold.
Yeah, it doesn't... Yeah, you could do that. I think she'd be looking forward to it.
Right?
So that is just about all the time we have.
Tis indeed. Yeah. All I can hear is Laurel now. It's so weird. Before, all I could hear was Yanni.
So you're normal. Laurel. You're back in the real world with the rest of us.
I can't hear Yanni anymore. Laurel. It's so weird. When you first played it, all I could hear was Yanni. Oh my god, my brain's going to explode. Are you just messing with me? Are you playing something that says Laurel and then something that says Yanni?
I've been playing the same exact thing from the original.
Well, this
tweet
is why I tell you I'm every like single time. Cusp millennial. I'm at the top of the millennial chain.
Maybe that's it. So, but that's
all I can hear is Laurel now.
All right, that's good. That's what you should be hearing because that's what Laurel sounds like.
Laurel.
And this is what Yanni sounds like.
This is indeed what Yanni sounds like.
This is what Yanni sounds like, for those of you wondering. That is just about all the time we have this week. You can check out that Laurel thing for yourself online.
And drive yourself crazy with your middle-aged friend playing it for you over and over again and hearing two different things.
Just Google Yanni, Y-A-N-N-Y, and you will find numerous links to it and all of the wacky web controversy caused by millennials. Apparently, it's like a dog whistle. There are tones that only millennials can hear.
I was going to say, I don't know how I keep going back and forth. Like, I'm right in the middle. I'm old and young. It's terrible. Terribly frustrating.
There are sounds apparently that only millennials can hear, and that's where this is coming from, I guess. They're hearing the Yanni. So if you know someone who hears Yanni, run away. We'll be back next week. Until then, Chase Blaine.
I love you all.
And I am Derek Gary. Stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. Get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us. Control Boston. Yeah. in Brookline too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the Cape
would want to hear they might be giants too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh, yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
stuck behind your desk. You know what you would like next. There ain't nothing wrong, but you still seem to be depressed. You are distracted, can't concentrate. Thinking of the reason you could have come in late. So take a long lunch and go meet a friend. You know that if you do it, you'll feel better once again. It ain't romantic, but it'll set you straight. Take a lunch, you've too much on your plate. Well, you've been working like a dog. Boss got you jumping like a frog. Midday comes around and you are mired in a bog of apprehension, anxiety. A lot of extra tension, of which you could be free if you take a long lunch and go meet your friend. You know that if you do it, you'll feel better once again. It ain't romantic, but it's common sense. And you know, it ain't no capital offense. Lunch, it can be messy. Lunch, it can be neat. Lunches can be dressy. Lunch can be discreet. If you lunch with your friend, you both can get you some. But if you try and rush it, everybody may not come. So take a long lunch. Not machines, we are animals indeed. Sometimes we must succumb to a biological need. We all work better when we're relaxed. So take a little extra time to empty your lunch sack and take a long lunch. Go meet a friend. You know that if you do it, you'll feel better in the end. Could be romantic and really fun. So take a lunch and then get all your work done. Take a lunch even when you're on the run. And I have a hunch you'll have some sticky bun.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. That was just Melt the Sky from The Future Carnivores. And before that, Long Lunch from Jeremy Lyons. And before that, Little Crumbles from Corin Ashley. And now we're going to hear some Motion Sick.
I love can't find the words. Rest your eyes too, baby. Talk again, come down. Cause it's too much going on. I just can't hear your words. See, I can bear almost anything. I can bear the weight of the world. But I just can't. I can't take it, baby. My doing it well.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard Smash Up from Concussion Ensemble, Eye to Eye from Old Jack, and The Sound of the Possessed from Jen Vix, and also before that, 30 Lives, the Up, Up, Down dance mix from The Motion Sick. And we're here with our guest, a friend of the show, JJ Gonson. Hello,
hi.
JJ.
Hello. And, I'm here
and
with you.
And
Suze
is also aboard.
Greetings. Concert report coming later.
Yep.
Huzzah.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about some shows happening at your venue, which is called Once, which everyone should go to like every night that it's open.
Cool. I'm down. Yeah. I totally want them to go there every night that it's open,
mm-hmm.
which is a lot of nights. So
yeah.
I was thinking about like shows and talking about shows. And so I started to make a list, and then my list got really long because I was looking at who's coming, who's local. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, holy bats.
That's what we're here for.
Look at all those local people that are coming. That's really cool. There's some stuff. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of excited about a lot of shows. So there's no way I could really talk about all of them, but there was a couple of things I was noticing just like right off the bat. For example, Julie Rhodes with Carissa Johnson and Aubrey Haddard, who incidentally has a new single called Seaweed and Sand that came out today. Go Aubrey. That's this weekend. And that's really exciting. That's Saturday, right?
Gonna be huge.
It's the 18th Saturday. I'm really bad with days and numbers. So I'm really excited about that one. That was totally me being like, I love Julie Rhodes. I love Julie Rhodes.
She's awesome.
She's so awesome. And I love Carissa Johnson, and I'm so excited.
She's awesome.
Cannot wait for that. And then, so Susan and I were just mentioning casually.
That's Friday. Did I just say Saturday?
That's okay. See, I don't know either, so I didn't catch it. It's a Friday. Friday night. Cancel those Friday plans. Switch your plans to go to Julie Rhodes from Saturday to Friday, because that's the night she'll be there.
But they should also be at Once on Saturday
for
Kingsley Flood. Kingsley album Flood, release.
Andrea Gillis, yeah. And Glenn Yoder. Awesome. Party on.
Another great lineup.
Another great lineup. And then I was thinking, like, let's get really crazy here. The 21st, whatever day of the week that is, Monday. Every month we have this totally ridiculously over-the-top crazy toddler dance party called Toddler Billy Takeover with Matt Heaton. Matt Heaton is a genius. He's an amazing surf guitar player. He's totally incredible, and he writes these songs like Don't Drink the Water That Your Butt's Been In, which is
good advice.
Good advice. And he sings it to crazy, crazy children who are ping-ponging around the floor, and it's really neat, and I really dig him a lot. And that's really cool. So I was thinking about that. I was thinking about Thrust Club, who I adore, who are
They're
coming
awesome.
In on the 24th. Oh my God, so cool. I'm really pumped about Brian Viglione coming back. Scarlet Sails is Brian Viglione from Dresden Dolls. Mm-hmm. His newish band. I mean, they're not even that new anymore. They came through a year ago. They were amazing. They're so good. And they're playing on the 15th. They're opening for a little band from Seattle called The Posies, mm-hmm. which is not a local band, but nevertheless an excellent musical combo. So that's pretty rad. And that's Scarlet Sails. I didn't know anything about Scarlet Sails. They came through. I had no expectations. Drummer of the Dresden Dolls, whatever. They're really cool. They do this really cool melodic thing. I really dig them. I think they're really amazing. So check them out. They're recorded, which means that you can listen to them on the iTunes.
Cool.
And the Spotify's, if you can get it to work. What else? Do we talk about Thrust Club? Can we talk about Thrust
we
Club
talk
again
about
and
them,
again?
We can talk
Dump
about
truck.
Them more, yeah.
Dump Truck. Dump Truck are coming. What? That's so
amazing.
Cool.
Yeah.
And the same night that Dump Truck are playing upstairs, it's an early show with Dump Truck, and then Will Daly is downstairs that same night. That's the 16th of the month of June.
Yeah, so all the Dump Truck fans that are going to fill the upstairs should then fill the downstairs.
Then flood down. It's going to be like an avalanche of rock bodies cascading from the lounge.
Because I can't imagine anybody that will like one of those shows that won't like the other one.
And actually, what they really should do is they should come to see Scarlet Sails on the 15th, and then
slumber
we'll just,
party.
That's what I was thinking. Right? Bring a sleeping bag on the 15th, a pillow. Maybe we could watch some scary movies, make some popcorn.
The lounge does seem appropriate to have a slumber party, just saying.
Right?
Upstairs.
I think it'd be awesome. I was actually thinking even the ballroom. Like, it could be like a big slumber party. Because you wouldn't have to move any tables. We have tables in the lounge.
Mm-hmm.
True.
For those of you who have not lounged at once, come recline.
It's quite lovely up there.
We have bowling furniture. You could change your shoes. I'm waiting. This is going to happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
That somebody is going to show up at the lounge and sit down in the bowling seats and change their shoes. Why has nobody done this?
Did you buy, when you got the stuff from the bowling, what was the bowling alley that you...
Lanes and Games.
Lanes and Games. Did you acquire
shoes? It's funny you should ask. I have one pair.
Mm.
I got one pair of shoes. Do you think if I provided shoes, people would change their shoes?
Maybe.
Is that the answer? I could go to Boomerang. I could pick up a bunch of pairs of shoes
mm-hmm.
and just leave them all over the lounge. You know what's weird is I do find shoes in the lounge. I found two pairs of shoes in the lounge recently, and this makes no sense to me at all. Why are there shoes in the lounge?
Yeah, like, I mean, wallets, keys, phones, you'd expect. Shoes?
Credit cards.
Usually people, like, they notice.
How did they leave without their shoes?
Unless they had a spare and they changed. Maybe they did change their shoes.
Maybe they did, yeah.
But not into bowling shoes.
I think this is possible that people are changing their shoes in the lounge. Or else they're just taking their shoes out for air and then forgetting to take them home. They're like, oh, I like these shoes. I don't want to leave them at home. I'm going to bring them. Do you want to talk about rock pictures now? You want to talk about punk rock?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I
we can talk
this,
about pictures.
I love
yeah.
this zine. JJ has a zine for her new photo show, and it's lovely. And
zine.
If I could show it to you through the radio waves, it's lovely.
Press it up against the mic.
Indeed.
Look, here it is.
I don't think people have fax machines at home these days.
Oh, that's true. That would be the way to send it.
There might be some people with fax machines.
I'm actually planning on putting a few in the mail.
Mm-hmm. Snail mail.
Yeah. For real mail. I'm actually planning on that because there's some people I want to send them to. So I did this show. I have to switch hats now. I need this. I need the equivalent of bowling chairs to change my hat. All right. So I'm going to change my hat.
The JJ the photographer hat
is going on. So there's JJ who loves local bands and JJ who loves local bands with a camera in her hands. So in the 1980s, I used to take pictures of punk bands for fanzines like Triple X and Suburban Voice, and for local magazines like Boston Rock, which was a wonderful magazine, and other publications, Thrasher and Rip and Spin and things like that. And I used to take pictures of punk bands, in particular hardcore bands, and I would get very close to them. I would get right up on stage at hardcore shows and be right there taking pictures of the punk bands. And a lot of times when I was taking pictures of the bands, I would take pictures of the crowds, but I never printed those pictures because the magazines didn't want those pictures. They only wanted the pictures of the bands, and they didn't even want like the artsy pictures of the bands. They only wanted the pictures where you could really see their faces, because that's what fanzines were about. So I was asked recently to do a show at this place called the Springdale Barrel Room, which is the new Jack's Abbey place. It's the new brewery next to Jack's Abbey, and it's enormous, enormous space. So I decided what I wanted to do was pictures just of the pits, just of people slam
That's cool.
dancing.
That's awesome.
Thank you. And stage diving and moshing and crowd surfing. So I went in, and the space is like, I can't even tell you, it's so big. So I figured out a way to make them really big. So the prints are 4 feet by 5 feet. And they look tiny. I can show you on my phone. I took a picture of it. They look totally tiny in the space because the space is so huge.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep thinking, well, how could anybody show pictures in this space that weren't 4 feet by 5 feet? Because the space is so huge. So check it out.
Imagine JJ showing
Imagine me holding up my phone, and on it is a picture of an enormous room with pictures on the walls.
Yes, I can confirm. Enormous room.
Which is different than the enormous room.
Right.
That's a different.
Right. Yeah. But look, the pictures don't even look that big. And they're 4 by 5 feet. They're like the size of a 10-year-old. They're huge, these pictures. And they look tiny because the room is so big. So the show is called Slam Dance. And I wanted to make a catalog to go along with it. So I made a fanzine.
It's
very cool.
And you can go to the Springdale Barrel Room. And you can look at the pictures, and you can take home a free copy of the fanzine, because they're all over the place for the taken. And it has, inside of it, it has pictures of the, every picture is in there with the name of the band on it. And then the text is all written by people who were there. So there's a piece by the drummer of Slapshot, and there's a piece by the bass player of Dag Nasty, and Mike Gitter, who is the editor of XXX Fanzine, wrote something. And Hank Pierce, who was the guy who was always on the side of the stage, like helping people to not get hurt.
Also Sluggo.
Sluggo wrote something. Sluggo from Hullabaloo wrote something.
He's lovely.
He is. They're all lovely. Everybody from that scene is awesome. Mike, at the end of it, he refers to the hardcore gang as his tribe, and like totally resonates with me that group of people.
What was it like
great.
Being having your camera? Like, did people protect you? Like,
yeah, they seriously did. Okay. Yeah, I just remembered this today. Every once in a while, you know how you get those flashbacks of like, oh yeah, I would hold my camera over my head as I moved through the audience, and people would like protect me. Like, I'd have it up here so that it wouldn't get hurt as there was like flying bodies and stuff, but also it was a way of my saying, I have a camera, I'm going to take a picture of these bands. You want me to take pictures of these bands? This is film. Like, there's no holding up your phone and videoing the show going on. If I didn't get the picture, if Bruce Rhodes didn't
then they
get
wouldn't
the picture,
remember
then it wouldn't have happened.
Yeah,
the tree would have fallen in the forest and that would be it. Bang, done. So, yes, they protected me. And a lot of times, actually, at once, we have the speakers from TT's. And those are the same speakers I used to sit on top of when I was shooting these bands.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a Hakuna Matata thing going on here.
That's awesome.
So, I strongly encourage you to come see them. There's a reception. You can come eat for free while looking at photographs. I'm going to buy food for the reception, which is on June 2nd. And it's all ages from 4 to 6. And then it's 21 plus.
And then all the adults have to leave.
That's right. And then it's only under 21. And then, you ready for this moment of promotional magicness? Magicosity. The same night that it's not really an opening because it'll have been open for weeks, but the reception is, do you remember Father's Two, the bar that everybody used to go to?
There were a bunch of them called Father's.
Yeah.
But they're like,
so Father's Two is the one right outside of Kenmore Square, so you'd like go to the Rat and then you'd go to Father's Two and play pinball. There's a Father's Two reunion at the old 1270 space, which has a different name now. And if you, and like DYS is playing, I think, like it's really cool, this party. And if you take, there's a postcard for the show. So if you go from the photo show, from the reception, if you bring a postcard, it's $2 off the Father's Reunion
cross
ticket.
Promotion. Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah.
Right. I'm a professional. Yeah, right. Yeah, boy. So what else do you want to know?
Do you have other shows? I interrupted and wanted to hear about your Slam Dance photo show.
Do I have other photo shows?
No, other once shows you wanted to talk about.
The list is kind of, I mean, it goes on and on and on. I stopped at June 16th because I figured that was a month. And that's probably more than anybody needs, right?
I'll also
That's
be
such
talking
a good
about
weekend,
once.
Though.
I'll be talking about once during
You're
the concert
talk about
report
once
as well.
Too.
It's true.
Scarlet Sales.
One of my favorite places.
We always talk
Thank
about
you.
Once. Yeah.
I like it here, too.
It's not just because you're here.
Really?
Yeah, we talk about once every Wednesday here. We do.
That's cool. Well, we try to support local bands as much as we can. I actually really, I'm really proud of that. I'm really proud of how many. When I went and looked, I was like, yeah, right on. We've got Worshipper coming in, too. I love
Oh, yeah.
Them. Oh. I got to tell you, listeners out there in Radiolandia, if you haven't seen Worshipper, no matter what you think you like if you're like, no, I don't like metal. No, I don't like rock. Go see Worshipper. Because Worshipper isn't, they're great. They're just great. They're mighty musicians making mighty music. They're great. I wouldn't call them like a straight up metal band.
Their music is full of melodies. The guitar parts are full of melodies. They're not just playing some dumb repetitive.
Thank you. That was said so much better than what I was trying to express, but that's exactly what I'm trying to express. Is that they're really music-y. They're melodic and amazing. And they're really like their songs are so intelligent. They're so beautifully put together. So that they're a hard rock band, but it's not, you know, you could still sing along.
That's how I feel about Gozu. Did I say their mm-hmm. name right?
Oh,
I feel like they're
Gozu.
I mean they're like a hard, heavy-ish band, but mm-hmm. they're total metal melodies and great mm-hmm. guitar.
Yep. So I saw a really good band the other night. Does Providence count? Do we talk about Providence or is that
anything
too far?
Anything in New England, yeah.
Okay. Can we talk about Providence just for a second? Have you heard this band Huntress and the Holder of Hands? Huntress and Holder of Hands?
I have heard of it.
Yeah, it's like really new mm-hmm. project from Morgan Eve Swain.
I'm now remembering it. She was part of Brown Bird.
Yeah. And this is her new thing. And it's really different. What's the word I'm looking for? The makeup of the band is unusual. Mm-hmm. It's double bass and regular bass and cello and viola.
Oh,
and
that's
drums.
Really cool. Sounds really cool. Yeah.
And then three female vocals singing together. Oh. And it's quiet and complex.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like it. It's different. It's thinking music.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some good adjectives.
I'm unpacking them.
Mm-hmm.
I like them.
Thanks. Cool. So I don't know what else. Boy, usually I have a lot to say. Usually I kind of have, I'm feeling a little like on the spot here.
Mm-hmm.
What else can I tell you about what's going on in the world? I don't want to talk about the world. The world is depressing and crazy.
Mm-hmm. I saw a show at once I think it was on Saturday. It was Casey Desmond's new band, CMB,
mm-hmm.
and her dad, Des, from the Bentmen, performed on the Hammered Dulcimer. And I hadn't seen him play the dulcimer since there was some Bentman show in the like 15 years ago or something where he did that. But it was amazing. He's like Hendrix on the dulcimer.
Talented guy, right?
Yeah.
Talented family.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, definitely. Yep, that was cool. I really like it when they're in the house. They're good people. We just had the Bentman not that long ago. Mm-hmm. They trashed the room.
Mm-hmm.
As everybody expected them to. It was funny afterwards, Des was like, you know, that was nothing. And I was like, good. I'm glad that you kept it down to a dull roar.
So the,
thank
the
you.
The bands did or the fans? Everyone?
No, the Bentmen, like, they.
They're out of control. You know,
I will confess.
Like a band of David Lee Roth.
I've been in Boston since 1994, but I've never seen them.
Well, they kind of go back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they're an older band, but their thing, one of their things is throwing and shooting stuff off the stage. So they had some kind of food. What was it, a cupcake or something like that? Mm-hmm. And then they had a lot of that, you know, those that glitter, but it's like foil, like Mylar glitter. And I guess it's not really glitter, but you know what I mean? Like confetti.
Right.
Mylar, but it's like big squares. It's the same stuff they drop on you at the donkey show.
Right.
It's like the big Mylar confetti. The big Mylar confetti, you have to pick up by hand.
Oh.
Because no vacuum cleaner can cope with it. So we've dealt with this before. But just as an added little special treat, they also shot into the audience tiny, tiny, tiny little styrofoam balls. You know, like the really, really little ones that cling to everything. And the problem with those is that you can't really vacuum those up either, but you can't really pick them up by hand because they're like tiny.
So
really,
they're really they're tiny. Still there.
Well, we're definitely still finding them. Yeah, we're definitely still finding them. But the person who cleans the room was like, shake fist at Sky. Mm-hmm. The several people who had to clean the room were very shake fist at Sky. It was a big cleanup project, which is not what the fans want to hear, right? They want to like leave with that amazing experience of all that stuff. They don't want to hear like, and then we had to clean the room for 5 hours.
Yeah, they just want to be, yeah, place was destroyed, man.
Ah, they trashed
it. Not like, oh, they had to rebuild it.
Yeah. Oh, man, they were there all night sweeping the ballroom floor. We do try to keep it clean.
Are you going to be at the Milky Way tomorrow? Girls Rock Campaign Boston is having a
shindig. That's the pizza party, right?
It is.
I am...
Not that we need to know your whereabouts everywhere you go, but...
Well, we know where she is
right
now.
It's on my calendar.
It's also in my concert report. And I was like,
I
know.
It is on my calendar.
Nice.
I will definitely be focused on trying to make an appearance at that show. I will. We have, tomorrow night is the 17th, right? We have Diablo Gatto, also local. The melodic strains of Diablo Gatto,
mm-hmm,
surfing their way into your heart. Are they surf music? Would you call Diablo Gatto surf music? What do you call that? Like 50s?
They're like in between genres. There's like some rockabilly, but there's some like old school, like they're a mix.
Yeah.
Like if they were, and I'm sure they've done this, if they were on like some rockabilly festival, they would stick out for being different because they're not really like straight up rockabilly. Yeah.
But I think actually rockabilly is more what I'm trying to say than surf. Mm-hmm. But they're playing with Tsunami Bomb.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got surf on the brain. Yeah. So so the answer is yes. The convoluted answer to your question.
Well, I know they're one of your favorite organizations.
It is my favorite organization. I'm a huge fan. I'm a big supporter, and actually I'm really super, super excited. I just today confirmed that I'm going to do a workshop for the first time at Girls Rock Camp this summer.
Excellent.
And I'm really excited about it.
What will your workshop be about? We could guess, but...
You could guess. Do you want it?
I mean, I was going to say photography, but maybe that's not it.
It's not. I'm going to do a workshop on writing your press kit bio.
That's fantastic.
And give them an opportunity to talk about how great they are and write about how great they are. It seemed like a missing link. At Rock Camp, you have a photo taken by an amazing, amazing, amazing rock and roll photographer, Kelly Davidson.
She's
amazing. We'll get to that. Mm-hmm. Hold that thought. Mm-hmm. Put that in this bucket because I want to come back to Kelly Davidson because, oh my God. So you make a t-shirt, you have a logo design, you